it's over, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it over?
Democrats in Michigan are breathing a sigh of relief.
Now that the fight over straight ticket voting in Michigan is over.
Well, for now at least. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
So the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday torpedoed Republican efforts to deep six a Democratic advantage in the Michigan election process.
Since 1891, the state has allowed voters with one mark on the ballot to select the entire slate of a party's candidates.
Typically, half of Michigan voters use this option, more of them Democrats than Republicans, though. So the GOP-led state legislature and Governor Snyder tried to get rid of it earlier this year.
Democrats challenged the law, and Republicans have now lost three times lower courts.
But the R's kept trying as Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette filed appeal after appeal.
But with the Supreme Court's refusal to even take up the case, voters will be able to vote straight ticket in November.
They will, but we should point out, this fight ain't over.
Right. The Democrats won a series of preliminary legal decisions.
We still have not drilled into the substantive arguments. This case is still active and waiting for final action by the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals.
But if the court remains on the trajectory it's followed,
we could still see Michigan Republicans' efforts to ban straight ticket voting as a case argued before the United States Supreme Court.
But for now, the Democrats are certainly happy to take this win.
Oh, they are. And this is just one more thing that is making Democrats a little bit more hopeful that there is a chance for them to win the state house from Republicans this year.
In order to take over majority, Democrats need to flip nine seats. Not an easy task.
But along with the straight party ticket win, Democrats are also hoping that a Clinton win at the top of the ballot will help them lower down on the Michigan ballot.
The state has gone blue in the past six presidential cycles because Democrats turn out to vote in presidential years.
Not so much, though, in midterm elections.
One very big reason why, although the state goes blue for president, we have a Republican governor, attorney general, and secretary of state.
And state senate and state house.
Right. And so with the straight party ticket win, high Democratic turnout, and some somewhat competitive seats up for election in the state house,
there is a possibility that Dems could take control of one legislative chamber.
Something, of course, that hasn't happened since Governor Snyder first took office.
He has held the chief executive seat during 6 years of GOP hegemony in Lansing.
And a Democratic House majority could and would certainly change the final 2 years of the Snyder administration.
The straight ticket voting decision means a lot more votes for president will help decide who will serve as the next state house speaker.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.